Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg politics reporter Stephanie Lai. The White House has released what it's calling an AI action plan with the hope of boosting the development of AI in the U.S. So, Stephanie, what exactly does this plan do?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, the White House has been working on this for the last 6 months, and essentially what it will do is outline the ways in which the executive branch can take action to further AI development and its deployment in the U.S. and abroad. And all this is supposed to be obtainable within this administration. So in the next 3.5 years, they hope to accomplish a certain set of goals. And in particular, you know, it asks to expand energy supply for data centers and provide new guidelines that sort of cut through the red tape for these manufacturers to really start developing and building the infrastructure they need to develop artificial intelligence. Now, the other side of this, as the vice president has spoken about quite extensively in the past, is getting rid of what they consider a liberal bias in artificial intelligence systems, in particular, how the federal government will procure large language models. So they're setting stricter guidelines as to, you know, what the government will end up using and ensuring that it has a neutral bias, so to speak.
Is this a done deal? I mean, does it have to get approved anywhere else? And how do, you know, do the AI companies have to abide by it?
So these guidelines are very specifically tailored for the federal government and in particular the executive branch. So everything that they recommend is things that his administration and the agencies within it can take up. Now, Trump will be signing 3 executive orders today, and that will sort of codify some of the more specifics like what we just mentioned about procuring artificial intelligence systems and using different agencies and maneuvers to help deploy the U.S. tech stack abroad. And so part of it will require Trump's signature later today. But for the most part, none of this requires congressional approval. And so this is largely, you know, as you say, it's a done deal.
Will it influence or restrict, I don't want to say competition or cooperation with China, but the sale of chips and technology?
Yeah, that's an open question. The administration last week reversed one of the restrictions they had on China in allowing the U.S. and specifically NVIDIA to sell its H20 chips to China. And that's gotten some mixed reviews. There is criticism from some folks in the industry that say that that's a dangerous move to give China more advanced technology. But the perspective that the administration has been sharing is that it's necessary to be able to control the speed of China's development. And when